Jessica Whitaker works in a behavioral health clinic. When she sees patients with signs of domestic abuse, she relies on a discreet network to help.
I don't even know who the homes are. We just know who to call.
Those calls go to anonymous volunteers willing to house people fleeing abusive partners.
But again, I don't think they like to freely advertise it because then people will just come knocking on the door and say, can I stay here? And that's not what they want either.
It's hard to track incidents in a town like Wrangell. You can check the courts. 17 people petitioned for a domestic violence protective order so far this year. But advocates like Kay Larson say that's only a fraction.
One of the things that I noticed just as a citizen is opening up the weekly paper and looking at the police report and seeing a lot of calls related to domestic violence or situations like that.
She's the founder of BRAVE. It stands for Building Respect and Valuing Everyone. It's a Wrangell coalition committed to combating the problem. Larger communities in Southeast Alaska have emergency shelters. Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka have them, but not Wrangell.
It is hard when your own community doesn't have a safe place. That is my biggest fear.
Erin Rupert is a Ketchikan-based advocate for WISH. It's another acronym. It stands for Women in Safe Homes in Ketchikan. The organization plans to regularly send one of its staffers to Wrangell. But with often no place for victims to go, Rupert says counseling alone isn't enough.
Where are these people going to go? Where am I going to refer them when I come in here?
In extreme cases, WISH can help relocate survivors to its Ketchikan shelter. But not everyone can move. But she said the first step is offering a safe place in Wrangell where people can meet.
An open space for people to come and just talk about what they're going through and their potential paths for their future to stay safe, be safe.
The caseworker will try to find new local housing, and in instances where physical violence is likely, somewhere they can go in a hurry.
Safety planning is for people who sense themselves getting into a dangerous situation, or for people who are always at home, always on edge, waiting for the shoe to drop, so to speak.
There is goodwill in Wrangell. Churches or sympathetic families pitch in, offering a hot meal, a warm bed, or even a ferry or plane ticket out. But advocates like Rupert argue that this has its shortcomings.
New people in the community that don't know that there's this underground help system, and they have nowhere to turn to. They have zero resources.
The monthly visit by WISH advocates is the first step towards changing that. The first visit is slated for October 9th at a location to be determined. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.